This is the Do It Scared podcast with Ruth Sukup, episode number 23. In today's episode, we are going to talk about how to escape that comparison trap that is keeping you stuck once and for all. Welcome to the Do It Scared podcast. I'm your host, Ruth Sukup, and each week on the show, we will talk about how to face your fears, overcome obstacles, and most importantly, how to take action and create a life you love. This episode is made possible by the world's very best tool for managing your time and getting your life in order, the Living Well Planner. Created by yours truly, the Living Well Planner is designed to help you organize your time, manage your budget, plan your meals and your to-do list, and crush your goals all in one place. It literally is the thing that keeps me sane and helps me do it scared, and it can absolutely do the same for you. Go to livingwellplanner.com/doitscared to take advantage of our special offer just for podcast listeners. Once again, that's livingwellplanner.com/doitscared. Hey there, and welcome back to the Do It Scared podcast. My name is Ruth Sukup, and I am the founder of Living Well Spending Less and the Living Well Planner, as well as the founder of Elite Blog Academy and the New York Times bestselling author of 5, but soon to be 6 books. So whether you are new and just finding me through this podcast for the very first time, or whether you've been around for a while, either from Living Well Spending Less or Elite Blog Academy, welcome. My hope is that this is a place where you will find new inspiration and new motivation to move past the things that are holding you back so that you can create a life you love. In today's episode, we are going to be talking about a topic that is so relevant to so many of us, especially to women, and that is comparison. We get so stuck in comparing ourselves and our lives and our progress and our success to other people around us. And then we find it almost impossible to celebrate the progress that we've made on our own journey. But ultimately, that's kind of what this podcast is all about. It's about celebrating our wins along the way and about taking control of our own destiny in order to move past those things that are keeping us stuck and instead create a life we love. Because courage does not mean that we are never afraid. Instead, courage is being scared, but taking action anyway, despite our fear. It's putting one foot in front of the other, even when we're not quite sure where the path is going to lead us. Okay, so one more quick thing before we dive into all the goodness of today's episode. I have got a great little download that you can grab that's going to walk you through some of the practical strategies we'll be talking today. It's like a little cheat sheet for notes. You can get it along with the show notes for this episode by visiting doitscared.com/episode23. Once again, that's doitscared.com/episode23. All right, and with that out of the way, let's dive in. You guys, it never fails. Once a year, at the beginning of March, for 5 days only, we open up public enrollment for Elite Blog Academy. And we welcome in a whole new class of bloggers who are so ready to transform their passion into a full-time business. And in those first few weeks, the enthusiasm of that new class is off the charts. Everyone is starting in the exact same place with the exact same assignment, and every incoming student is pumped up with the adrenaline of tackling something brand new. And even the alumni, they can't help but be reinvigorated by all the energy that's happening. There is this sense of infinite possibility in the air. It is so much fun. But then by about mid-April, maybe 6 weeks after that first initial burst of energy and excitement and enthusiasm, things kind of start to slow down just a little bit. And a little bit of that enthusiasm starts to wear off. You see, because the reality is that building any sort of successful and profitable business is a lot of work. And guys, blogging is no exception. Yes, the possibilities are infinite, but there is still a whole lot of effort involved. That's with everything we do. But in Elite Blog Academy, this is the point at which our students have to start hunkering down and they have to actually do the work, their own work, on their own business in their own time. And most of our students, thankfully, figure this out at least eventually. And they start working their way through the lessons one at a time at their own pace, letting each unit build on the one before, just exactly the way the course is designed to do. And those are the students who eventually succeed, though for some, the journey is much longer than others. But there are always at least a handful of students who can't help but get caught up in what everyone else is doing. They start comparing their own ideas to everybody else in the course, and they start to doubt themselves. And they start to notice that some people have moved through the lessons at a faster pace, and then they start to believe that they're falling behind. And instead of focusing on their work and the clear path that has been laid out for them in the course, they start looking for answers elsewhere. They start reading every new article that comes out on the topic of blogging. They start endlessly chatting in forums and Facebook groups, listening to dozens of podcasts and taking multiple online courses all at once, all to avoid the fear that they might be missing something. And in the process of all this distraction, they get so much conflicting advice that they become practically paralyzed with indecision. They spend so much time looking around at those around them that they can't focus on actually doing their own work. And not surprisingly, those are the students that get stuck. Because here's the deal, guys, whether you are trying to build a business or trying to start a blog, trying to manage your home, trying to get promoted at work, or simply trying to create a life you love, comparison is a giant trap that will suck you in and not let go. And let's face it, it is hard to stay focused on your own path when there are so many opportunities to get distracted. Social media alone offers a constant reminder of all the things that we're not doing right at the moment and all those things that we might be missing out on. We compare jobs and clothes and cars and house and status, not to mention parenting skills, social lives, and even relationships. No matter how well we might be doing in one area, there is always someone else doing better at something else. But just like those students in Elite Blog Academy, the more we look around to see what everyone else is doing and the more we compare our progress to those around us, the less success we will be able to create in our own life and the less satisfied we will be. Comparison breeds discontentment. And ultimately, there is no way to win that game. Even so, there is a way to avoid the comparison trap that brings so many people down. So today, let's talk about three very, very practical techniques that you can try the next time that you feel yourself slipping down that comparison trail. The first technique is to know what success looks like to you. You know, I think the biggest reason that comparison is so sinister is that it doesn't happen on an equal playing field. What you want and what you view as success is a destination that is unique to you. That means that often the people we are comparing themselves to are on a completely different journey, one with different rules and a different finish line. If your ultimate goal is not to have a home that looks like it belongs in a magazine or to drive a Cadillac Escalade, then what sense does it make to compare yourself or your home and your vehicle to the friend who has made that her primary objective? If you have no interest in climbing the corporate ladder and making a name for yourself in the business world, then why do you resent the sister-in-law who does? If traveling the world doesn't spark your passion, then why does it make you feel inadequate every time you hear about someone else's adventure? Your journey is your journey. And ultimately, creating a life you love means recognizing exactly what is most important and most meaningful to you. But it also means understanding that what is important and meaningful to you will not be the same as what is important and meaningful for other people, and vice versa. Guess what, guys? That's okay. You don't have to prove yourself to anyone but you. And what's more, you don't have to try to justify or explain your goals to anyone else or to modify your own dreams to fit someone else's ideals. This is your journey. And if it works for you, then that is enough. Of course, there's a slight catch to this because the key here is getting crystal clear about what you want and figuring out exactly what success looks like to you. Is it an amazing job that you are super passionate about? Is it plenty of free time to spend with your family or the ability to stay home with your kids? Is it being debt-free or paying off your mortgage? Is it a bigger house, a better car, moving to a nicer neighborhood? Is it fostering deeper, more meaningful relationships with the people you care about most? Is it losing weight or getting in shape? Is it starting your own business? Is it selling everything you own, buying a boat, and sailing around the world? What is it that you want most of all? What does creating a life you love look like for you? Or for you and your spouse, or for you and your family. Because at the end of the day, you are the only one who has to live that life. And that's why comparing yourself to anyone else is such a losing proposition. Because when you compare, you're comparing your path to someone else's roadmap, which means the only possible result is getting lost. So if you are going to avoid this comparison trap, the first essential step has to be to get completely clear about what you want most of all, as well as to get clear about your priorities and about the path you will need to take. Thankfully, this is a process we've already started to talk about, first in episode 1 and then even deeper in episode 15. You see, this happens when you claim your target and narrow in on your big goal. And it becomes even more solidified when you find your why and identify the deeper meaning behind that big goal. And then your action plan, that's your roadmap, the path that you will need to follow to get you where you want to go. So if you haven't checked out those episodes, episode 1 and episode 15, be sure to do that. But that's our first technique for escaping the comparison trap. Be clear about what success looks like to you. The second technique is to put your blinders on. Because you see, while we've already worked on creating that action plan, and while you might already have a roadmap to follow, the reality is that distractions are everywhere. Creating the plan, guys, is not the hard part. You know what the hard part is? The hard part is putting your head down, keeping your blinders on, trusting the plan, and actually doing the work. That's the hard part. Taking action and following through without allowing yourself to be distracted or led astray is always the hard part. Because let's be real here, it is downright scary to put your faith in a plan that might not work. But guys, action is the antidote to fear. And the secret to success that so many people never realize is that as long as you keep taking those small steps in one direction, you will get there eventually. The problem for most people is not that they chose the wrong path. Instead, the problem for most people is that they keep leaping from path to path every time they hear a new idea or get swayed by what someone else is doing. And so then rather than create momentum in one direction, they end up spinning around in circles or moving back and forth, never actually getting anywhere. Sound familiar? It's exactly what happens to those Elite Blog Academy students who spend all their time comparing their progress to others or picking and choosing what assignments they want to do or trying to do everything that everyone says, regardless of whether it is the right fit for where they happen to be at or where they want to go. And that is exactly what happens with any goal when you are not willing to buckle down, put your blinders on, and do the work. Think about it. Let's say your biggest goal right now is to pay off your mortgage and your credit cards and become 100% debt-free. And for a couple of months, you're doing great. You've stopped eating out. You've taken a break from shopping. You've slashed your expenses every step of the way. But then life happens. You start seeing all the fun things that your friends are posting on social media, vacations and new clothes and nights out on the town, and you start to feel just a little bit jealous. You start looking around a little more, and that big goal that felt so important and so worthwhile not so long ago starts to feel a little less worthwhile and important. You miss having fun. And slowly you start to slip back into your old ways. A Starbucks here, a new outfit there, the ever more regular date night at your favorite restaurant. Until one day you realize you're right back to where you started. And regardless of what it is that you're aiming for, the same story plays out in a myriad of ways. There's that first initial period of enthusiasm and energy, the part that feels all exciting and new. And this is the part where you feel almost supercharged, like nothing can stand in your way. It's that initial burst of adrenaline that comes from stepping outside your comfort zone, and it feels exhilarating. But guess what, guys? That feeling, it never lasts. Because you see, what comes next is the messy middle, the part where it gets real and perhaps even painful. This is where the hard work happens, and it's the part that is messy and frustrating and exhausting, but also totally necessary. And because it is hard and because it is painful, this is also where people start looking around for something that feels easier or more fun or more exciting. They compare where they are at right now, their messy middle, to someone else who has already done the work and made it to the other side, or to someone who is at that first stage of energy and enthusiasm, and they want to go back there. Even if it means starting over with something new and never actually getting anywhere. And here's the thing, you guys, depending on the goal, the messy middle stage can last a really, really, really long time. It can be weeks, it can be months, it can be years. It takes determination and perseverance and grit to make it through, as well as a willingness to put your blinders on, follow the plan, and just do the work that needs to be done. But the last phase is accomplishment. And that's the part where you have done the hard work. You've made an impact, and now you get to reap the rewards of a job well done. It's the awesome phase. But sadly, this is a phase that not everyone gets to because so many people get stuck or frustrated in the messy middle, and they decide to just keep starting over again and again and again. Don't let that be you. Once you've got your goal in front of you and your plan in place, you put those blinders on. You stop looking around and you stop comparing. You trust the process and understand that it is supposed to be hard. And if it were easy, everyone would be doing it. Remember, the greatest accomplishments are the ones that you have to work the hardest for. So that's technique number two. Put your blinders on. Of course, when it comes to staying out of the comparison trap, there's one more essential technique that can make a tremendous difference no matter what stage of the journey we happen to be in. It's practicing gratitude. There is nothing more humbling or more perspective giving than taking the time to think about the things that you are grateful for. In our everyday lives, comparison almost always leads to discontentment. This feeling that what we have or that what we've accomplished or where we are at right now isn't good enough. And while not all discontentment is bad, sometimes we need that gentle nudge to encourage us to face our fears or to make a change. The angst that comes from feeling like what we have is lacking in comparison to someone else is generally not a good thing. But gratitude changes that and turns it all around. Because instead of focusing on what we don't have, we focus on what we do have. Instead of beating ourselves up for what we haven't yet accomplished, we celebrate the little milestones along the way. Instead of only looking forward to what is still on the horizon, we also look backwards to acknowledge and recognize how far we've come. We can't always control what happens to us or how other people treat us, but we do have control over how we decide to respond. And practicing a continual attitude of gratitude is the best way to avoid the victim mentality and to stop feeling like everyone else somehow has it better than we do. And just like courage is a muscle that gets stronger every time you exercise it, so it is with gratitude. The more you practice it, the easier and more naturally it will come until it is just a part of you. And you can do this in so many super simple ways. Keep a gratitude journal or just make a habit of recording your wins. You could institute a family dinner tradition or use a gratitude app or just make it a point to always acknowledge kindness whenever you see it. It's not hard, but it is so, so powerful. But the best part about practicing gratitude, it's pretty much instant happiness, because it is pretty much impossible to feel discontentment when you are focused on the things that you are grateful for. Creating a life you love starts with appreciating the life you have. As we've talked about so many times before, going after big goals and dreams is hard work, you guys. It is scary and frustrating and sometimes even a little bit miserable. There will be so many times where you feel like giving up and so many other times where you will be tempted to start looking around at the people around you and comparing your progress to theirs. But comparison is a trap and one that you need to know how to steer clear of. But luckily, there are some simple techniques that you can use to get you out of the muck. The first is to get super clear about what success looks like to you. Stop comparing apples to oranges. The only measure you need to worry about is your own. The second technique is to put your blinders on. Do whatever you need to do to stay focused on your own path, and then just keep going even through the messy middle. Truly, it is the only way. And third, practice gratitude in everything you do. It's hard to feel bad when you are busy being grateful. Okay, you guys, so don't forget that if you would like the worksheet that goes along with this podcast that will walk you through the three techniques that we just talked about and help you actually apply it in your own life, you can download it at doitscared.com/episode23. Once again, you can get that download and all of our show notes at doitscared.com/episode23. And before we go, I just want to say, as always, that I love hearing from you. I love getting your emails and your notes and your Instagram messages and all of it. So if you have any questions about what we talked about today or any other topics that you would like to see addressed on the Do It Scared podcast, please feel free to reach out via email by filling out our form at doitscared.com. And that about does it for this episode of the Do It Scared with Ruth Sukup podcast. Thank you, as always, so much for joining me today. If you liked what you heard, please be sure to subscribe to new episodes on iTunes or Google Play or wherever you like to listen. And speaking of upcoming episodes, be sure to join me next week as we chat with the incredibly inspiring Hal Elrod, author of one of my very favorite books, The Miracle Morning. I read it every single year. And Hal has an absolutely unbelievable story to share. Seriously, he is one of the most inspiring people I have ever met. And I am not kidding. This episode will change you in the best possible way. You have to listen. So I will catch you then.